So, Paul, Avery is 8.
Correct.
When did she come home? What year?
2008.
And 8. And how did you decide to adopt from China? Whose idea was it? And what did you think about it initially? Be honest.
Probably around, I'm not sure of the date, but probably around late 90s, 98, 99, something like that. And we were married, and we've done fertility, and that wasn't working. And at the time, my wife was a nurse, and she would come home and tell me about the stories that she worked in the nursery or the postpartum, and the stories that she would have with the mothers and fathers getting a surrogate and all lined up and go through the pregnancy, and the birth mother would give birth and see the baby and change their mind. And the surrogates were just out of luck. All the money they've lost, all the time. And we just decided we couldn't do that. We didn't want to take that chance. So we just started researching countries and decided China would be the best one for us.
Why? What was it about China?
China, it was, you had to go over there one time. Because other countries, you had to go over there like 2 or 3 times. And you went over there, picked the child up, and you came home. And it was pretty much over. Because there's like no connection, no background on Avery, our daughter. So there was no chance of somebody coming back and saying, hey, that's my daughter, and just complicating everything. That's what it was for me.
So it was appealing to you that there wasn't going to be a relationship with a birth family or the possibility of some birth parent reappearing, like what your wife had seen in some version of that with surrogate moms deciding at the last minute, no, actually, I don't want to hand the baby over.
Right.
Okay.
That was the big thing with me. There was nowhere to even start to even find your birth parents. And I mean, I guess that kind of sounds selfish on our part, but to me, it's just that is the way I liked it. I didn't have to worry about that.
Did you have any concerns about, or I don't know, did you know anything about China? Did you, the idea of a cultural difference, a child who wouldn't necessarily look like you, did any of that factor into your thinking?
Well, when we started thinking about it, we went to a seminar in Plano, and the lady that was giving it had adopted children, and we started talking to them, and we became friends with them, and really seeing her daughter was the one that said, okay, yeah, that's it, because she's really cute. So that's, we just started talking to them and found out a little bit through them.
And you were, felt like you were comfortable at that point.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, what about your family? How did they react to adopting Avery and friends? And was there much familiarity with adopting from China? Have you been sort of like the local education council about it? I know a lot of families find themselves in the position of answering a lot of questions. And
yeah, we were definitely the source to come to about the adoption, but both sides of our family just, they were ready for another grandchild, so they were all, sure, go for it.
That's great.
So yeah, they were both fine with it.
And how's parenting? How's fatherhood? What's the biggest challenge for you?
Well, I have to say, where did you start? Probably just finding time to balance work and being there for her. That's the biggest one for me so far.
And could tell us about your work. Tell a little bit about your
work. I'm a manager at Walmart, so, and I've just now helped open a new store.
Oh, wow.
So I'm all kinds of hours. One day I might have to go in at 9, and the next day I might go in at 2 in the afternoon till midnight. So, yeah. And then on top of that, trying to be part of Avery's life and be part of Robin's, it gets kind of hard.
Yeah, that's tough. That's really tough. So would you offer any advice to people who are contemplating this? What would you say to somebody, a friend or someone who asked?
I would say go ahead and do it, because, I mean, it's great to just, no matter what kind of day you have, to come home and for her to run up and scream, "Daddy," it's the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
And then just, if you do go to China, just be prepared to see stuff you never thought you would see. Because you will definitely see that.
Well, on that note, thank you.
You're welcome.